I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You guys ever used to sleep with stuffed animals?
Yeah. I had a bear.
What was his name?
Might have been Barry. I wasn't a very creative kid at the point in my life. Yeah, my imaginary friend's name was Guy.
That's funny.
I know. I didn't realize how funny that was until I grew up.
Hey, Guy.
Hey, Guy.
Mel, did you have stuffed animals growing up?
I had stuffed animals, and I loved them. I never really named any of them, but there would be a couple of them that I would sleep with when I was younger.
So you would sleep with them without knowing their name?
Well.
Dang.
Yeah.
That you set her up, that was awesome.
yeah, that's happened from time to time.
Great. Yeah, it started at a young age for Mel.
Yeah.
Hey, you. That's how she woke up every morning with the stuffed animal in bed.
It was fine,
buddy.
Until the next morning. Am I right?
Good to see you still here.
Nothing like having the walk of shame in your own home.
I know. I'm going to go.
So you're a giraffe, huh?
I'm just going to take a quick shower.
What do you do for a living?
Oh, yeah. You told me last night.
Are you still stuffed from last night?
Ew.
Oh, my God.
So that's the podcast
today,
huh?
That's the podcast. I tell you what. Man, two straight weeks of just...
dirty talk.
Adult conversations, for sure. we have to, like... You know, we try and be pretty clean on the actual show.
Oh, yeah.
So, like,
we're
clean. Yeah. Like, we want to be, like, you know, welcoming to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But there are times when... adult conversations arise, and we need somewhere to put them, right?
I think so. Do we need to start every podcast with a warning label?
Maybe. Oh, well, you know what? I will say this on this podcast. If you are a regular listener to this podcast, and you have not checked out our Windy City Smokeout Behind the Scenes podcast...
That's adult only right there.
That is, yeah, you want to talk about adult conversations.
Don't listen to that with your kids around.
That one, wow. Text the word backstage, one word, BACKSTAGE, to 44995, and we'll send the link right to your phone or whatever. But go listen to that podcast right after this one, of course, because that I think, if you enjoy the conversations that we have on this, that one's kind of the same way. And I think it's honestly... I think it's Mel, you, me, Kyle, when Scotty K, same way. Like whenever we're like not behind a microphone, like on the actual air live, I think we just like let our hair down.
Oh, without a doubt. And I don't know. It does give a different vibe, I think.
Yeah.
When we're talking and it's not for our own particular show.
Yeah, like
we're
the FCC's
like, oh, we can say whatever
listening.
We want right now. We can do whatever we want
right now.
And then we kind of do.
Yeah, seriously.
And sometimes it's maybe a little inappropriate.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe a little bit.
So I'm going to go back to the stuffed animal thing. You don't remember any names? Like, you didn't have names for your stuffed animals growing up?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there wasn't, like, a favorite that you had?
Not really.
Did you have a blankie? Were you a blankie person?
No. I never had a blankie.
Jeez, you didn't have a blankie?
Man,
either.
I had both.
Some people are built strong, okay? We don't always need all that extra comfort.
Did you have a passy even?
Nope.
I didn't have a passy.
If there's anybody who needs a passy when we're at work, it's Melissa.
Got her.
Did you?
Yeah, we should get her one. We should get her an adult passy for today. Yeah. That'd be funny.
Mel. You were literally stretching at one point and just went, oh, my knee.
Mel, put your passy in.
I was stretching and I turned and I pulled my knee.
You just need a blanket.
My favorite Mel needs a passy moment was like just this past week when it was, Mel goes, I'm so tired. I only got like 3 hours of sleep last night. And I was like, why? What were you up so late for? She's like, I watched that new Zac Efron movie on Netflix and then did a deep dive on his Instagram and then proceeded to tell me like seven celebrities that had bigger or had less followings than Zac Efron. And I'm like, you looked all this up last night. You're like, yeah.
I was comparing him to everybody. I'm like, he has like three times the amount of followings on Instagram than Margot Robbie does.
He has more followers than Tom Cruise. Pitbull even.
I can't with you when you do the I'm tired and we do the, like, a lot of times it's very good reasons.
Yeah, sure.
Flooding,
like,
porter.
Like your house flooded the other day from the storms.
Very good reason.
Completely understand that. Like, it's stuff you gotta take care of.
But the days you're like really tired and I'm like, oh, why? It's, well, I had to binge watch something. It's like, for what? I don't know. I just started to.
I got caught up in it, you guys.
I mean, how many times do you guys get caught up in, like, deep diving on something on social media?
Oh, I get it, right? I am up way too late every single night.
I've just started putting my phone down at like 9:40.
Yeah.
That's usually the cutoff.
Yeah, but do you always follow that rule for yourself? Or do you sometimes break
that rule? I just started it officially, like, of like, because I was noticing, like, I would get into bed at a good time, but I was going to sleep, like, at 10. I'd be like, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
So I was like, 9:40 is my cutoff, and I've done it the last 2 nights. It's been fun.
I told myself yesterday, because I talked about it here. I was like, I was just like, my body was beat yesterday, and I was like, I'm going to go home. I'm just going to go to bed early tonight. I was like, tonight's going to be an 8:30 bedtime.
Wow, that would be nice.
Yeah, I've only done that once in my life, but tonight I was like, I'm going to do it the second time ever tonight. Guys, I'm not going to lie to you. I got in my car at 8:30 to go to the pet store to pick up dog food for Coop.
Oh my God, I was at the pet store last night picking up dog food for Butch.
Oh my gosh, birds of a feather.
What, flock together?
Why? At the pet store, no less.
Why? What? That is so weird that you did that too.
Why didn't you guys do it earlier in the day?
Well, because I have two children that I have to pick up from daycare, and then I have to watch and feed them and bathe them.
Then I went home and forgot that he needed food and then took a nap and then got up and went to my girlfriend's birthday party. And then after the birthday party, I went and got the dog food.
See, Kyle, we have good reasons.
Okay.
One was a good reason. The other was more stereotypical.
I took a nap. I got up. I had to go to a birthday party.
I had to go to a birthday party. Everybody always knows you can't go get dog food before the birthday party.
I love how Mel kept that defensive tone too. She's like, cause I had a nap, I had to wake up, I had to get up, I'd go to the birthday party, I had to get a nightcap after, then I had to go to the pet store right before it closed.
It was gonna close. It was so weird. I was there at 8:30, the same exact time you were. That is so weird.
All right, let's say the name of the pet store on the count of three.
Okay.
One, two, three. Petco. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
What? It's where the pets go.
Yeah.
Clearly where you guys go late at night as well.
Oh my God. That was so weird.
Which, like, is there one in Elmhurst? Obviously?
There is one in Elmhurst. I was going to go to PetSmart, but then the closest one is like 15 minutes. So I went to the one 5 minutes away.
Yeah. This one's also 5 minutes away.
Stop.
It is.
From my house?
No, from my house.
Oh. Which town is yours in, Mel?
North Riverside.
Oh, yeah. North Riverside.
No.
Oh, stop it.
North Riverside.
The pets are very expensive.
The pets
purebreds.
Of North Riverside.
Yeah, that's Elmhurst, guys. Don't even start.
I hate
that's hootie tootie.
My Petco
Elmhurst
is right next door to a Whole Foods.
You guys were just 21 minutes away.
What? Whoa. From each other?
From each other.
Wait, what time did your Petco close?
9 o'clock.
Same.
Oh, my God.
Did you go right before it closed?
That's not that
8:30.
Shocking.
I went at 8:30.
I know. That's what I was saying. And we went there the exact
this
same
is
time.
Weird.
I love that you guys are like, what time does yours close? 9 o'clock. No way. Your store that's also a large company closes at 9 o'clock on a weekday?
Oh
that's
God.
Also the same company?
Yeah.
Austin, what dog food did you get, Coop?
Purina.
Oh, you suck. Okay.
What'd you get?
Mine's Wilderness. Sorry, you're a loser, dude.
Sorry. My mother-in-law used to work for Purina. Shout out, Beth.
Okay.
I support the family.
You just broke our streak.
I know.
Thanks
I did.
A lot.
It's all right. Look, we needed our streak broken. Let's be honest. If we kept going down that street, it would have been a little too weird.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, okay, we need to stop working together so much.
So, seriously, we're like doing the exact same things at night.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
I went on Reddit to try to see if I could find any fun questions we could ask today.
Wait, before you get to that, I want to get there. PetSmart. Is it PetSmart or PetSmart?
I think it's PetSmart.
PetSmart?
But there's the apostrophe S that throws it off.
Is there an apostrophe? Or it's like a bouncing ball, isn't
it?
Yeah,
that makes it look like an apostrophe.
So is it Pet is Smart?
Have I been wrong all these years?
It's PetSmart. Because the S is capitalized.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Pet
but like
smart.
The logo makes it look like it's
No, the S isn't capitalized. It's all the same font.
No, if you Google PetSmart though.
It is in different colors.
Oh, on their website.
On their website, it's capital P-E-T, capital S-M-A-R-T.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
And then if you look at its different colors too, it says
it is different colors.
PetSmart.
I think it should be PetSmart.
That's what I think
like
too.
Kmart, Walmart, PetSmart. They need their own mart. Right?
Well, I mean, either one does work.
They don't have any rights in this country.
Dogs?
Cats? They can't vote.
What if dogs could vote? Oh, that would make this election year so much crazier.
Oh, man. If
because a... then the candidates would have to campaign two dogs, which would just be funny.
You know, Trump was the first president to not have a dog.
Ever?
I believe so. I believe he was the first one.
Oh, that's seriously? An interesting presidential fun fact. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there used to be the...
How do they... Track
the
that.
Newseum, the newseum in DC that closed down.
Wait, it closed down?
Yeah, it closed down like shortly after I got there. But I went there like years before in like 2016, and they had a part that was like an entire floor, but a section of like one of the floors. It was all the presidential dogs.
Aww.
Even yeah, to, I heard that back was to like George Washington.
Before. Yeah.
I'm not sure how far back it went, but I remember Trump was like the first.
Do you think he has a cat?
Trump?
Yeah.
On his head, yeah.
Oh, got him.
That hairpiece. No, I don't know.
He
I feel
could,
like,
but you know, you don't necessarily know.
I feel like he should get a dog. Right?
He doesn't seem like the dog type.
He doesn't seem like the dog type, but he could hire someone that would be the dog
type
for
him. Then what's the point?
Most United States presidents have kept pets while in office. Only James K. Polk, Andrew Johnson, and Donald Trump did not have any presidential pets.
Any. Okay, so no cats.
However, Johnson did take care of some mice he found in his bedroom.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's...
What is that? That's like...
In his bedroom.
It's like Stuart Little.
Exactly, right? He's like... Every night feeding him cheese from his bed?
Cheese.
It's like, hey, little buddy. Listen, I want my president working on like the tax cuts and stuff like that. Yeah. You know, like the budget.
Yeah.
I don't want him
That's
feeding
where my sister works. Hey, shout out Felicia.
Hey, shout out Felicia.
Presidential budget next to the White House.
Is it Felicia, McGurran?
It is.
Shout out Felicia McGurran.
Yeah. I didn't realize the dog that Obama, it makes sense because he got him in 2008 died.
But, what? Bo? He died?
Yeah, I mean...
Was it Bo and
wasn't
Luke?
Wasn't that like a... It Bo was like a doodle.
Sonny. Oh, Bo. I thought it was not Bo
Wasn't
and
it a doodle?
It or was like a poodle? Portuguese water dog, but they look like doodles.
Okay. That, man...
They're
I,
not
like,
shedding.
Look, I think it's a bipartisan issue. No matter who the president is, I think we all love the dogs that are in office, right?
Oh, yeah. You can't hate the dog in office.
Who hates dogs?
Do you have a list of the dogs' names there?
I have a list of the pets, yeah.
What was George W.'s?
Let's...
He had like
Can we say W?
Oh, George W. I thought you meant George Washington. I apologize.
Oh.
Can we say George W?
George W.
You could just call him W. You remember the
spot?
Spot slash... Wait, no, that can't be right. That is absolutely not right.
No matter what side of the...
No. Spot, like Spotty.
Yeah.
Fletcher. Barney, which was another Scottish Terrier. Miss Beasley... Oh, a wow. Scottish Terrier.
Had a lot.
India Willie, which was a cat. And then he had Ophelia, a longhorn cow.
He had a cow?
Oh, yeah. He's from Texas.
Oh.
He owned the Texas Rangers for a little bit.
Yeah. He traded Sammy Sosa.
Ah, that's true.
Is that his biggest mistake?
George W.?
George W.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why when he threw out that first pitch after 9/11, it was like right on the money. That was the most fired up I think I've ever been as an American.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. I can't believe he had a cow. Did you know cows are like big dogs?
In what way?
They're very friendly.
She's like, in the way that I went to the pet store last night to go get cow food.
Right. They're very friendly.
It
they
just
love
sounds
to
like
cuddle.
A farmer told her that once. Cow's like a big dog. Whatever. Leave it alone.
Yeah. They like to cuddle. They love when they get scratches behind their ears.
Oh, we're really? Watching a dog right How now do you that know this? Loves to
because
cuddle.
Because I follow farmers on Instagram who have cow farms.
Okay. You are the weirdest human being I've ever met.
Look, I like to watch things that are sweet because when I watch sweet things in Instagram or TikTok or whatever, mm-hmm. then I come out feeling happier.
Oh, okay.
Like, okay. For instance, celebrities who have less followers than Zac Efron makes her really happy
reason. You also, your feed is also filled with, and I know this for a fact, Mel, on your Instagram feed, you follow plastic surgeons who give before and after photos.
They're fascinating.
So you go from cows that are very sweet, make you feel good, to... What feeling do you feel when seeing before and after plastic surgery?
Well, sometimes they don't even look like the same person. I'm serious. But yet they look human, you know, but they don't look like the same person.
It's got to be just a roller coaster of emotions just scrolling your Instagram timeline.
You should try it sometime.
Give me your phone.
No, you give me your phone.
No, I'm not putting my Instagram feed to the test here.
I'm not putting my Instagram feed to the test.
Okay.
You put yours to the test.
Do you guys remember the stickers that George W. Bush put out when he was campaigning? Mm-hmm. I think against Kerry in 2004. Do you guys remember this?
No.
It was just a black square and it just had the letter W on it. I was like, that is like.
I actually do remember that now that you say that.
That was pretty cool, like just like overall campaign.
Yeah.
Like, remember Obama's was like the hope stickers. Trump is obviously like the red hats, I would probably. Equate to,
I mean, there's the Trump most everything Trump. At this point.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But like the thing, like the most notable
known,
thing.
No, yeah, the most known mm-hmm. thing.
Obama was
candidate.
The hope posters, like with his face that said hope.
Okay. What was Clinton?
That's a good question. Just McDonald's bag, I think.
Cigars.
A blue dress.
Oh, Mal. That was for the
mine
second
was
term.
Just as bad.
What did yours say?
Cigars.
What was
Please, you guys are both older than me. You both lived through this more than I did.
What?
What did he do with the cigar?
He smoked it? I don't...
What else could you possibly do with a woman and a cigar that is sexual?
Ew. Ew!
No.
Yes! You guys didn't know this?
I didn't know this, no.
I probably like put it out of my brain.
I stopped watching
disgusting.
The FX show about it, like, an episode in. So I
that's
that.
Not where I got this information.
I never once heard that.
I
is this a real? Well, I mean, he did go to the museum.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a whole room.
It was their cigar room.
Oh my gosh. Ew, that's gross.
I can't believe I did not know
People
that.
People are weird.
I thought the blue dress was the grossest thing about that whole thing.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's the only thing. When I think Clinton, that's like actually like almost
I know,
all
it is
I
funny.
Think about.
It is funny. Like every Even president is day, like remembered for like
know,
one thing.
I know.
It's like they literally go to work for us every single day for 8 years most of the time.
I know.
And they just, and the one thing you're remembered for is.
I remember. What's the one thing? You know what's the one thing I remember from George W. Bush? Strategery.
Oh my God. Yeah. Strategery. Bush had a lot of those. You know, like people are.
I'd say things wrong.
People are clowning Biden for all like the messed ups he had. G-Dub had some.
Yeah, he had a lot had of them.
Do you remember the, there's a saying in Texas, I'm sure it's in Tennessee as well. You know, fool me once. No. Fool. Look, you fool me once, you can't fool me again.
The best one is like his thing on the golf course where he's talking about like, we're going to get him.
Oh my God.
Blah, blah, blah. Now watch this drive.
Now watch
and
this drive.
And he stripes the ball. Look, it's like, that's badass.
Yeah, the golfer in me is like, that is pretty badass.
I watch, three people watch me golf. I'm shanking that ball. He hit it hard.
Oh,
it was
my
awesome.
Gosh.
Nice.
That is too funny. Do you guys remember Ross Perot?
Of course.
Not really.
The rich man that tried to run. He was third party. For the president.
A lot of people say George H.W. Bush didn't win a second term because of Ross Perot.
Because he took some of the votes.
He took some of the votes, yeah. And I remember Ross Perot mainly because in the Nickelodeon TV show All That, growing up.
Oh, Big Ears.
Which was like the kids' version of SNL.
Yeah. What?
That was gross.
What?
You didn't hear the word he said before he said he corrected himself?
What did I say? Nick. No, I said Nick.
No, you used a T.
Tick? Dick?
T-I.
Tid? I don't know what she's saying.
It came out as...
Just say it. We'll bleep it out.
Oh,
tit.
Oh, okay.
We're not actually bleeping that out. We're not bleeping that out. Thanks a lot. So gross.
Damn, Mel. Why'd you say that on the podcast? There could be kids listening.
Not anymore.
Yeah, right? We just lost listeners, Mel.
This has to be X-rated now, so thanks a lot, guys.
Well, you're the one that said it.
Yeah. You forced me to say it.
Yeah, and you're the one who forced me to bring up that cigar story, so thanks a lot. Oh. I looked it up. That is a true story.
Is it a true story?
Yeah, it's...
How does something like that get out? I'm talking about the cigar.
In late August, the rumor of Lewinsky using a cigar made its rounds, but it was kept mainly low, but the initial account on the Drudge Report did work its
TMI.
Way cryptically into some reporting. The Star Report differed in some key areas from the Drudge Report, but Lewinsky testified to using the cigar and then Clinton smoking the cigar.
What is happening?
This really went off the rails.
This is the dirtiest.
I wanted to ask a question 10 minutes ago and Austin changed the subject.
All right, what question you got?
I'm not asking. We've already been on this podcast for too long.
Okay. We'll ask that question next week.
Yeah. Tease.
So anyway, my stuffed animals were named Baby and Dodger Koala. One was a panda bear and the other one was a koala. Can you guess which one was which?
Nope. I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.